from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. We are welcoming you once again to this edition of the News Hour, coming to you live and direct from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the special grace of God and God Himself, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. We welcome you wherever you are on this planet Earth, whichever country that you're in, the city, the town, the village, the homestead, the family that you're in, that this is your station. This is the only station projecting the voice of the indigenous people of Biafra to the ends of the earth. This is the only station making sure that the suffering, the killings, the hopelessness, the deportation, and the wickedness being visited upon these people since 1945, unabated till today, is projected to every community on this planet. Because wherever you are, you should be receiving Radio Biafra as long as you have internet connectivity. That is why, as always, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some people. Radio Biafra across every individual time zone on this planet is being received as we speak. Our dear brothers and sisters in Thailand, in Malaysia, in China, we thank all of you for your dedication. We give you a very special welcome to today's program, because we know a lot of progress is being made in that part of the world. As always, you can get Radio Biafra on www.radiobiafra.co, bilierhumanrights.org, peopleofbiafra.org, and indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. You know how to get us. Our number is the same. It should be on the top right-hand corner of your tablet, of your phone, of your laptop, of your computer mainframe, of your Kindle. Any particular device you're using to listen to us today, as long as it's of the smart variety, you should be able to get Radio Biafra. We're also reminding you, please, for those of us on Android, to go to the apps market in Android, the Google Play market, and download Radio Biafra Bespoke app, designed for Radio Biafra, for Radio Biafra alone. Nobody has that type of app anywhere on this planet, because we are very special people. Today is Sunday. We are welcoming you wherever you are. I have with me We didn't have her yesterday for a few reasons. Carol Monday is with us today. This is of Radio Biafra. We have our dear sister, Chidera Akabo, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law. Barrister Mamezu is with us today. And also Uche Mefo. We are welcoming everybody to this program. Please tell your friends there is no need listening to Radio Biafra alone. It's not for the coward. Radio Biafra is for the brave. If you are brave, this is where you belong. Because only the people who are brave can handle the truth. And we are here to speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Because Radio Biafra is whiter than white. We are very clean to the point that we proclaim unashamedly and without any apology that we are incorruptible. God help us. We are incorruptible. Anything we do, anything we say, anyhow we act is for the betterment and for the advancement of this very cause, the restoration of the Republic of Biafra in our lifetime. We are here to get it, and we are going to get it. We are doing it, as they say, peacefully, as civilized people. If they fail to give it to us in peace, we will perish with them in pieces. We are not afraid to die. They are afraid to die because they have made so much money by stealing from the people. All that money they accumulated, they can keep it as long as they allow us to go, or else terrible things will happen. I'll go to Carol, please, to say hello to our wonderful listeners all over the world, please.
Hello, wonderful listeners all over the world. Hello, good evening, and welcome to all the friends of Biafra out there, those that want to listen to the knowledge and the truth, maybe bitter, of the Biafran struggle within Nigeria tonight.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and good evening to you. And please, Chidera.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. As I always say, good morning, good afternoon, even good night to some of you. I'm welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour from here, Tennessee, United States. Stay tuned.
Thank you very much. And the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, could you kindly acknowledge the presence of our listeners scattered all over the globe, please?
Good evening, dear friends, friends of Biafra. We are here again today to carry on our advocacy in restoring our beloved country, nation, sovereign nation of Biafra. Hope to have good interactions and good discussions with you this evening. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We also have the man that makes it possible for Radio Biafra to be on air, who makes it possible morning, noon, and night, sometimes works for 24 hours to ensure that the people of Biafra is served, from London, from the United States, from Biafra land, from Canada, from wherever we go to, including Australia. Please, Uche Mefo, acknowledge the presence of our listeners, please.
Good evening to the wonderful people of Biafra, to friends of Biafra, to all men and women of goodwill from around the world. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Please, without much hesitation, I'll go to Chidera. Could you please kindly give us the news headlines today on the 18th day of August in the year of our Lord 2013? The time now is approximately 8 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. here in London. Give us the headlines and accompanying news roundup, please.
The news headlines. Biafra on course for independence as European Union reaffirms support for indigenous people's rights. Igbo killings. Ohanaeze demand monetary compensation from Nigeria. Boko Haram winning the war against Nigeria as they successfully launch multiple raids. Churches may back civil revolution in Nigeria. Catholic Archbishop Adewale Martin. Yoruba Pentecostal leaders react angrily to closure of their business in Cameroon by President Biya. And lastly, another new army division created by Jonathan tasked 8,000 troops to go after Boko Haram. Now the news on full. European Union, EU, reaffirmed its support to the entire community of indigenous peoples across the globe. The assurance is coming at the heels of the global solidarity and support for the promotion of the rights of indigenous peoples. The EU also paid tribute to defenders of indigenous peoples' rights, who in many countries, according to the Union, are exposed to particular risks and acute repression, as shown by numerous international reports, including reports by the UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights Defenders. The EU has always been a staunch supporter of the 2007 United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. The declaration is a key tool for promoting human rights, but the challenge remains in putting it into practice. Regrettably, discrimination against the unequal treatment of Indigenous peoples continues around the world. The High Representative of the EU, Catherine Ashton, who gave the assurance on the occasion of the International Day of the World's Indigenous Peoples yesterday, said the Union acknowledges the contributions of the Indigenous people to the world. Today, as we celebrate the International Day of the World's Indigenous Peoples, we reaffirm the EU's support to them across the globe. We join them in celebrating their rich cultural heritage and pay tribute to the enormous contribution their traditions and knowledge may have made to the world's cultural heritage, she said. The factionalized Apex Igbo Sociocultural Organization, Ohanaeze Ndigbo, yesterday set up a committee to look into the issue of reparation and royalties due to Ndigbo since after the Civil War. The committee, headed by the First Republic Minister, Chief Mbazulike Amaechi, is one of the 21 committees which the Chief Gary Igariwe, led executive of Ohanaeze, has set up to handle various issues affecting the Igbo. Three other committees inaugurated are planning a strategy, headed by Admiral Alison Madueke, retired, outreach committee, headed by Senator Hope Uzodinma, and finance committee, headed by Chief Alex Oti, managing director of Diamond Bank. No fewer than 300 vehicles were yesterday set ablaze in various locations of Maiduguri, the Borno state capital, by persons suspected to be members of the Boko Haram sect, reports The Nation. The latest attack came barely 8 hours after 50 gunmen believed to be members of the sect attacked Damboa Divisional Police Station and a military post, killing a policeman and 11 other residents in Damboa local council area in the early hours of Friday. The gunmen, who perpetrated the Damboa attacks after fleeing afterwards, remobilized and returned to the community, hunting down their targets. The state of hopelessness in Nigeria has led certain sections of the clergy to contemplate giving their backing those calling for a revolution in Nigeria. In an interview with The Vanguard, Alfred Adewale Martins, Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, said the church may throw its support behind a civil revolution if need be. Yoruba Pentecostal church leaders in Nigeria have joined their Cameroonian counterparts to condemn the recent clampdown on their lucrative Pentecostal church businesses in Cameroon. President Paul Biya has ordered the closure of 50 churches, many of which originated from Nigeria. Rather than commending President Paul Biya on his effort to rid Cameroon of the influence of the merchandising Yoruba Pentecostal churches, a few pastors in Bemenda and Douala had on Wednesday marched against the government's order. After numerous failed attempts to dislodge Boko Haram from their stronghold in northern Nigeria, President Goodluck Jonathan appears to have thrown the last dice, admitting that extra 8,000 troops are needed to boost the strength of the military in the killing fields of Borno, Yobe, and Adamawa states. The troops, according to the security sources, will form the nucleus of an army division to be established in Maiduguri, Borno state capital. It was made clear at the weekend that the need to establish the new army division in the stronghold of the Boko Haram Islamic group is to firm up the reported successes recorded by the Special Forces of the Joint Task Force, JTF, which have reportedly dislodged the insurgents from the forests and mountains of the northeast. This is the news of today, 18th of August, 2013. Over to you, Director.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. And you stay with us. You stay where you are. That this is Radio Biafra. We've just presented our headlines and accompanying news roundup. That if you are joining us from wherever you are on this planet, we come to you every evening, 7 p.m. London time. The same time in Biafra. And that this is Radio Biafra. We come to you every blessed day for 2 hours minimum. We are broadcasting from London. We are here to tell you the truth. We are not here to do any other thing than to restore Biafra to its rightful position. And every indication is heading towards that very direction. That we are going to get Biafra. And we will tell you the reason why we're going to get Biafra. Here is the first one. The European Union. The EU, comprising of God knows how many countries, please, Carol, do you know? How many countries do we have in EU? Is it 12? Is it 13? Is it 4? I think it's up to 23 now. Is that correct?
I'm not sure. I think it is in the 20s.
In the 20s. Is that correct?
I think so. I'll check it for you.
They have all reaffirmed. When we told you that there is no way the British will support the Hausa Fulani people again, a lot of people thought we were joking. When we told you that the Americans wouldn't even try it, people thought it was a joke. Should they decide not to give us our freedom and we go and to try and take it by whatever means that we have at our disposal, these are the people that will say, go ahead, we are right behind you. And we'll tell you what they're behind us. Now, this very evening, from London, for some of you it's afternoon, for some it's morning, for some it's midnight, but here it's gone 7:15 in the evening. The European Union, the EU, reaffirmed its support to the entire community of indigenous people across the whole world. The assurance came at the heels of global solidarity and support for the promotion of the rights of indigenous peoples. When you are in Europe and we tell you to constitute a consultative council where you are, we know what we are doing. When we said we are going to have a demonstration in each and every country, we know what we are talking about. This is the reason why. These people support what we are agitating for. It is written in their laws. They must implement it. They are not from Africa. These are not people that write one thing and do another. They tell you something and they stick to it. If they don't do it, you can take them to their own court and you win them. The EU also paid tribute to defenders of indigenous people's rights. Everybody who has died pursuing Biafra, even the EU, European Union, they recognize your sacrifice. We acknowledge you every blessed day, wherever you are. We hope that all of you are on the right-hand side of God himself. Even the EU is now remembering. The EU is now remembering. European Union, the EU. The EU said that they have always been a staunch supporter of the 2007 United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People. Remember that we are in court in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. The people challenging Nigeria to ask them to let us go, their name is the Indigenous People of Biafra. When we say that learned people, people who are highly educated, are at the forefront of this struggle, people didn't quite understand it. We know what we are doing. Every step of the way is designed to deliver one single outcome: the restoration of Biafra in truth and in honesty, using whatever means we have at our disposal. We have supporters. We have people in Sweden. We have people in Denmark. Somebody called today from Finland. We have people in Spain, in Italy. The countries that you're in are telling you that they support the rights of the indigenous people of all over the world, including the people of Biafra. That is what their document is saying. So what are you doing in France? What are you doing in Sweden? What are you doing in Germany? What are you doing in Norway? What are you doing, please, in Denmark? What are you doing in Luxembourg? In Spain? In Italy? Even in Slovakia, all those places. The EU is saying, we support what you are doing. Your right to exist as a people, we support it. People don't know the reason why this very law was created. This particular charter was written as a way to undo the evil created by Europeans in Africa. The colonial boundaries drawn by the Europeans, people who are alien to our way of life. That is what this thing serves to do. To give you back the power to stand up and say, I am indigenous to this very ground. And because of that, I have to be free. This is the key that unlocks the door for us into the hearts of governments of Europe. That is why you must go out, renew your zeal, renew your vigor, and go out and make sure that we have a consultative council in each and every country in European Union. 10 people minimum. That is how we are going to infiltrate these people and let them know that we are educated people. We will hold them to account on what they have said. What they are saying to us, even without us unilaterally declaring the sovereignty of Biafra, they are in support of us. That is what they are saying to us here. They support what we are doing. It's a very beautiful news. As Chidera reminded me, today at least we have good news. The good news is that European Union, EU, understand it, not African Union full of despots and criminals and looters. This is the European Union. The people responsible for drawing all those artificial boundaries that chained us into slavery till today. They are saying you are free to go. You can go. Get it right and you're gone. That they are reaffirming their support for it. This came from no other person than the EU High Representative, Catherine Ashton, who gave the assurance on the occasion of the International Day of the World's Indigenous People yesterday. You will not see this type of news on NTA. No, go and check every newspaper and see if you find it. It is not there. But we are reporting it. Because they will not tell you about your rights. Even Radio Biafra will free poor, impoverished Hausa Fulani people. Radio Biafra will even free the downtrodden, the impoverished, the blind Yoruba people who are on the ground suffering. Radio Biafra is telling you that as soon as Biafra is free, so you're also free. Because you can take charge of your life and make sure that your children go to school. They have been on strike for God knows how long. The funniest thing is that everybody who is against settling the teachers to go back to classroom to teach, all their children are abroad studying. Isn't it ironic? They are studying abroad, all of them. They are stealing from the country, putting it in foreign bank accounts. They are stealing from the country, lavishly spending the money belonging to the country, but they cannot find money to pay university teachers. That's why they're on strike. Ask yourself, the Minister for Education, those in charge of finance, even the president, where are your children schooling? All your children are abroad, so it doesn't affect them. That is why that place is a zoo. People don't understand when we call Nigeria a zoo. When we say we despise the place, people can't begin to grasp it. Your own children are abroad studying. Yet you cannot reach a resolution with the university teachers so that our children can go back to school and learn and study. No wonder there is no tangible human development in that useless zoological republic of Nigeria. We have been dying, we are also reporting today, we have been dying all this while. Ohanaeze has never risen to put up any vociferous or vocal condemnation of the killing of Igbo people all over the Zoological Republic, including the deportation. I repeat, they have not put up any strongly worded condemnation of the killing of our people. They took 5 billion from Goodluck Jonathan, that our cops may not come home. They took money from Jonathan, that they may ask our people to remain in the north as they are being killed. They took 5 billion from Jonathan so that they can remain in one Nigeria. Terrible things are happening where we come from. Today they have spoken. You'll be wondering to say what is happening. What we are telling you is that Ohanaeze has finally spoken. Do you know what they said when they spoke? No wonder. Even those that has not contributed one penny to the transmitter, they are the ones to call you to announce on air who is giving what. But they themselves haven't contributed not one dime. That is why they say that empty barrels make the most noise. Ohanaeze has spoken. Not many people know that Ohanaeze has two executives. They are factionalized as well, which is perfectly in consonance with what is happening everywhere else in the world. As soon as we are gathered together to do something, the devil comes in, uses one or two or three people, they break away and start gossiping. It happens everywhere. And Radio Biafra is not immune from it. We know who the gossipers are, and we'll get at them very soon. We'll announce their names this night on this station. The Igbo Cultural Organization, Sociocultural, they call them, Ohanaeze Ndi Igbo, they set up a committee not to condemn, not to ask our people to return from the north, not to do any other thing, but talk about money, reparation. You would think that this money will go to the families. No, they will pay to Ohanaeze and they'll put it in their pockets. You'll be very, very amazed as to the people who are in the Ohanaeze committees, all Nigerian politicians, all of them, with the exception of the treasurer. or the finance committee head, who is a banker. Admiral Alison Madueke, does he believe in Biafra and in the cause of Igbo people? The answer is no. He said no. We went to see him face to face. Radio Biafra went to see Alison Madueke in 2010 to say, "Dear sir, what is happening? Look at our plight in this very place." What he told us remains a secret, but we're telling you he is not part of us. He is there in Ohanaeze asking for money. Where does he live? He lives in Lagos and Abuja. None of them lives at home. None of these people appointed to this committee lives at home. There is Senator Hope Uzodinma. Lives in Abuja. Of course, he's a senator. That's where he will live. Only Alex Yoti of Diamond Bank is from the working world, that is part of them. They are not making any statement to try to restore the dignity, the integrity of their people. All they're interested is in reparation. We don't want any useless reparation from Nigeria. They can keep the money. We want to go back and be free as a people. That's what we want. So Ohanaeze must get the priorities right. We are not asking for money. We are asking for freedom. Because Nigeria has so much corrupted the so-called Igbo elite. The only thing they say is money. Peanuts. Their mates are stealing billions. The Hausas now have over 18 billion in their war chest to fight to keep their access to the oil. The Northerners, they contribute every month. Their war chest as of today is over 18 billion US dollars. They are going to use it to buy arms to make sure that the oil coming from Biafra land continues to flow on their behalf. We are also reporting today that Boko Haram continues to do what they do best, which is to raid, to pillage, to kill. Last week, they were telling us that they're winning the war. And we warned Goodluck Jonathan that if the might of the United States did not defeat the same Al-Qaeda ideology that fuels Boko Haram, who are you? United States Army is the most sophisticated, most advanced army on this earth. They couldn't defeat people with the ideological zeal of Al-Qaeda as encapsulated in the Taliban. Your soldiers you're sending into battle, Goodluck Jonathan, the president of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, they have AK-47 rifles. The insurgents, they have AK-47 rifles. There is no firepower advantage in any way, shape, or form. Even your own troops are corrupt. Some of their commanders are even Boko Haram members. How can you win? Why don't you give them their Sharia, Northern Nigeria, and leave them alone? Leave people alone. People want to be free. It's better than the ones fighting for their freedom. The only thing they do wrong is that they kill Igbo people all the time. But they want the Igbo people to leave their territory. You're in somebody's land and asking you to go, you just have to go. It's not your place. The person that told you that Nigeria is yours is dead himself. His name is Frederick Lugard. He has decayed and gone. And he's telling you that your country is Nigeria and you accept it. Have you ever asked God? Let us do an experiment. Everybody who claims that they see fire and thunder and Holy Spirit when they pray, go and speak to your pastor and ask your reverend, ask your priest, ask your native doctor. Is Biafra the will of God or not? A very simple question. As I always, I only ask very simple questions. Go and ask your pastor today, please. If they say prayer request, the ones that you pay your 10,000 naira or you pay 2,000 pounds, prayer request, do one single prayer. Ask your reverend or your minister, please pray for me, a special prayer. Tell me if Biafra is ordained by God or not. You'll be amazed what you hear if your priest is a truthful person. We are also telling you that today we are very happy. We are celebrating today. We are so happy. And glory and praise be to God. The reason why we are jubilating is that even the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, Adewale Martins, is now saying that the useless Zoological Republic is ripe for a revolution. No longer Radio Biafra. When we tell that people are listening, a lot of people think we are joking. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Everybody does. I said it before and I'll say it again. Listen to Radio Biafra. I give you 2, 3, 4 days, sometimes a week. Everything you heard on Radio Biafra will be replicated across the board. Everybody. People respond to Radio Biafra when we speak. Because it's not that we're extraordinary. We have one simple thing that they don't have. Is yoku truth. Because my ancestors taught those that gave birth to me that truth is life. It is the cardinal. It is the irreducible substance on which everything is built. Is yoku truth. Once you have it, you have won. And that is what we have in abundance. And they don't have it. The state of hopelessness in Nigeria has led certain sections of the clergy. In fact, I will even begin to respect my Catholic churches once again. Maybe he has rescued them. But as somebody said, it's only a Yoruba person. Who knows what he's saying? But let's keep our fingers crossed and pray to God for help. That they will throw their weight behind a civil revolution. The Catholic Church is saying, we want Anglican to come out and say the same thing, Assemblies of God, Church Apostolic, even Cherubim and Seraphim. I love their music, I must confess. I love when Cherubim and Seraphim are playing, I can't stop dancing. I love their music a lot. I don't go there, but I love their music. Their trumpet, especially when they start trumpeting, you think that the gates of heaven is about to open. The Catholic Church, their own archbishop, we want them to climb the pulpit and preach this very thing and say to the people, rise up and take what belongs to you. If they do that, we'll forgive them. But I'm not sure we can forgive the criminal Yoruba Pentecostal pastors because they are complaining and whinging. Instead of us to be jubilating and saying that God has done his miracle, saving people from blindly following people. They are complaining against President Biya, saying they will end Holy Ghost fire. It is you that Holy Ghost fire will kill. You are a cheat, you are a criminal. You are riding, flying about in an aeroplane. When our Lord Jesus Christ was on this earth, there were chariots of gold, chariots of diamond, of every metal known to man. He chose a donkey to ride triumphantly into Jerusalem. You, from a wretched, impoverished, hopeless country, you're flying about in a jet. The Prime Minister of England doesn't have a private jet. Not even Queen Elizabeth II has a jet. You want to be like Obama. You want to be like Bill Gates or Tiger Woods. You have your own private jet. You are telling me you are spreading the word of God. Did people tell you that Jesus Christ created a church when he was here? He preached the gospel of redemption. He never built any church. It is you that has corrupted the Bible, twisted it. Why is it that the more you preach this prosperity nonsense, the more impoverished people are becoming? Why is it that the more you preach this nonsense about getting riches, the worse the zoo is becoming? You don't think. People are saying, they go to Pentecostal churches in the morning, in the evening, they sell their kids. They use the money and come and give you half of it as tithe and sowing of seed, and you take from them. And you think God will bless you. You are all going to hell, all of you, one after the other. You have corrupted the Bible, and you will see the punishment for it. It reminds me of a preacher in America once, a Pentecostal preacher. His name is Ken Baker. I won't forget. Many, many years ago, go and research it. He was caught with a prostitute. They took him to court in the US. Normally, that type of crime would not carry, say, misdemeanor. Maybe 2 or 3 months in jail, or a year if you're from the Bible Belt in the South. Very strict. Ken Baker, I'll not forget his name. I think that is his name. Baker is his last name. Ken Baker, a preacher. A gospel preacher of the new breed that these rogues, these vultures from the zoo, Yoruba people copied. And using it to impoverish Igbo people. 6 billion every week. Every Sunday. By the time we finish today, 6 billion would have left Igbo land to Yoruba land. To go and build more universities for their children. Private schools. When we are languishing in poverty and dying. This man was jailed for 50 years. The judge said to him, for holding the Bible, for holding the scripture, and visiting the den of prostitutes, I will give you 50 years in jail. Because you have desecrated the book you're carrying. Yet in our place, we clap for them. They wear gold. These are men of God with rings, gold, with gold chain, and flashy suits. When Christ was on earth, he was dining from one poor home to another. People don't even know the meaning of the word Christians. To be a Christian, because at Radio Biafra, you're coming to school. We teach you what you don't know. And we also learn from you what we don't know. It's a two-way learning process. It's more like a tutorial. We teach you and then you teach us back. To be a Christian means you are Christ-like. You are like Christ. That means, however Christ was, so you should be. Which aspect of the life of these criminals reflects godliness? Ostentation. Boasting on TV. Who has the highest auditorium? Indeed, the Zoological Republic of Nigeria is the new Sodom and Gomorrah. And we all know what God did to Sodom and Gomorrah. It will be destroyed, completely obliterated. Let them watch and see. We are coming for them. I will go to Barrister Mamezi to begin proceedings this evening by telling us what he makes of what we are presenting, to tell us which aspect of the news he finds more interesting than the other. Please, Barrister, if you're there.
Yes, Director. All the news and the analysis presented today are all very, very good. And if any, and digest them, then we'll give you the same answer. First of all, the Europeans declaring that the indigenous people, wherever they are, have got their rights to exist, rights to self-government, is a big one for Radio Biafra. It's a big one for the whole Biafra, wherever they are. It's a big one for humanity and for the sake of human rights. That we are in our own country suffering as if we came from somewhere to dwell in Biafra land. As if we were not even born in that particular area. We are aliens, as the Europeans would put it, even in America. If we are coming from Biafra, we are an alien. Now, how can we be alien in our own country for how many years? Now, what the Europeans declaring today has been there since 2007 is so that we haven't gone to ask for it. It's like when slavery was abolished in 1833. A lot of people didn't know. Some people were still enslaved until they picked their arrows and said, this enough is enough, before people start realizing. Even the Human Rights Act 1998 here in this country, a lot of people still don't know unless we go to court to prove it before the judge that this is written in the law book. Is there in everywhere the Universal Human Rights Act 1998? If you don't bring it out, nobody will know. They are all their director. Since 2007, it was declared for the support of the indigenous people. This is what I said 2 weeks ago. If we are waiting for Swahili to declare that yes, Biafra can go, we'll be marching throughout for the next 100 days. It will not happen because this guy is enjoying a lot of free benefits in Igbo land. Of course, he's there, the High Court judge. If you can do that High Court judge in his own land. The Boko Haram are killing our people. Why are they doing that? They want everybody to become Islam. Why? Do whatever you want to do and be whatever who you want to be. This is right, this is wrong. Your left hand cannot become your right hand. Left is left, right is right. We are Christians. You are Muslims. Why can't you maintain your Muslimship and leave the Christians to carry on with whatever they want to do? Is there any position for someone to say, I'm not with you? You must be my religion. We are no longer being 200 years ago, when slavery was right. This time now, the world is open, the world is active, the world is moving forward. Therefore, Director, the news today has given an oof, if you like, more power, more alacrity to our quest, struggle to restore Biafra. We will not hesitate. We have a lot of plans to carry on with our education in restoration of our nation, Biafra. 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, the momentum has not been like this. But this time, Even a little baby born today, his or her ears is now tingling, waiting in anticipation for the restoration of Biafra. A guy called yesterday, he will not marry until Biafra is restored. So you can see that there is no better time than now. Everyone is clamoring for it. Biafra is at our doorstep. And director, we will get Biafra. We'll be singing the song before long. We will move in force, neatly, as I always say. We are going to carry any call. But if there is anybody on our way, we don't need to go. People will just melt away. There are many conventional ways of reaching your goals without even dealing with a weapon. Let me stop here for now.
Thank you, as always, very succinct, very concise. Thank you very much, Barrister Emma Mizu. Thank you very, very much. Please, Carol, what do you have to say in relation to what we are presenting today? Because it's a day of very good news, I must say. Even the Catholic Church is coming out and saying that a revolution is now necessary. Even the Catholic Church, that they may join. Should things continue the way they are, that they will consider joining a revolution. So that tells you that the message we are putting out there is catching fire.
Yes, I'm quite excited by the news. I'm excited about the UN.
Is the EU?
Yes, but it's the UN that have reaffirmed it, haven't it?
Is the EU people in the UN that reaffirmed it? Is the EU?
Right, exactly. So it is the UN. It's European Union referendum. So it goes back to the UN anyway. So this is what we're doing. It's the Europeans in the UN. Yes, I'm right.
No, is the EU, the countries of the EU, Ashton, I think it's Baroness Ashton, isn't it? From here, what they're doing is to reaffirm their belief. Is the EU reaffirming their belief in the UN rights of indigenous people? The original rights was drafted and passed by the UN. I think it's around in 2007 it was, or thereabout. But EU themselves are now reaffirming that to say we are holding on to this tenaciously. We are remembering all indigenous people. Also including, not by name, I'm not saying they mentioned that, but also including the indigenous people of Biafra, any people who are indigenous into a particular area, people seeking their freedom and the expression of their rights to exist as a people, that the EU is behind them. That's what they're saying, the European Union.
Yes, thank you for reconfirming that for me. I still understand with my understanding is with the EU, the UN is part of Europe, right? This is where we're based. Okay, they've paid tribute to us. They're going to have the United Nations Declaration of 2007, and the EU is backing that. And this is what we did. We took the rights of the people to the UN. This is what Bilyeu did for the people of Biafra. Okay, I understand where you're trying not to mix me up with the EU and the UN. I understand that. But what I'm saying is that the UN made a declaration in 2007, and now the EU has come forward again and said that they're reconfirming the fact that they support this. And for us, this is a big move, because this will help us with the UN, because we've put our case to them. The EU is now coming again and saying that they're going to support us. And also, we have a member in the UN, Catherine Acinella, who is part of Radio Biafra and is with us. And she is one of the only Africans that's actually speaking for Africa. There's only two people that in Africa that can speak to the UN on certain subjects. And Catherine is one of the... Catherine Acinella, the Igbo priestess, in fact, is speaking for us with the UN as well. So with all of these things combined, I think 2014 is a very important year for us, because they're having their international festival for the EU that year, and also it's the same year as our amalgamation. So what I'm saying is that right now we need to be hitting the people in Europe, Britain, or like you said, Yugoslavia, and all these places, for us to come up in diaspora, for us to forward this our claim within the UN. Okay, and back to the churches. We've had lots of debate today on Facebook with regards to churches and whether or not we should say or not say that people, that the pastors are stealing money. And we're not against anybody's faith. We're talking about stealing from people, because that's what it is. You know, they're reaching into their money bag. And the sad reality is that these Christian pastors are stealing from you, God's people. You know, as Christians, we hate to face the truth, but we have to. We have to believe this because it's our duty to protect those that are our brothers and sisters. And we've got to keep everybody from these thieves. And this is what we're trying to do here. We're trying to keep you from these thieves. If you read Corinthians 2, it says, unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. And that's what they're doing, and they're stealing from you. And we really need help to stop this. And this is why we keep on saying, you know, the pastor did, and we've got to try and say it. But I mean, a lot of people have said that we shouldn't talk about this. And I'm reconfirming that, you know, we need to rid out all the corruption within Nigeria, because it's not going to be easy. It's right down to the roots, and we need to lift it out of that. And as for Hanze, all I can say is everybody... My you know my Igbo is awful. Please forgive me. Your language is beautiful. I just cannot grasp it very well. Everybody talks about money. And again, they've come forward and they're talking about money. They're not talking about why are the Igbos being killed. They're not asking for separation from Nigeria. They're asking about money. They're not asking for the names of the dead or those that are in the mortuaries lying there. Let's take them out of the mortuaries. It's all about money. Every organization I seem to look at is just looking for money. You know, same as Boko Haram, they went to Nigeria for marginalization and they got their money. And the same way our hands say, oh yes, look, we can get our money this way.
Yes, yes, thank you very much. Thank you.
I think we have a caller there. Hold on.
Do we have a caller? Yes, let us see. And calling us is too early. It's too early to start taking calls. It's too early to start taking calls. If you're joining us, that this is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you from London. If you want to join us, you know what to do. Please do call the number you have on your screen. It's on the top right hand corner of your screen. Uche Mefo is also with us today. Please, Uche, what do you make of what we are presenting so far? What do you make of what we are presenting?
Okay, well, I'm going to look at three aspects of the news item. One is Nigeria under the presidency of Goodluck Jonathan sending troops to the northern part of Nigeria to combat, to fight Boko Haram. Well, I think it is very obvious that military option to silencing Boko Haram is not going to work. In fact, there is no solution to the issue of Boko Haram. The only solution is to divide that country. Let Boko Haram, who are fighting for the Islamic Republic, be given that chance to take over their country. But let them, what we are saying is, let them stop killing our people. Let us also have our own Biafra. What Nigerian government is doing is not going to achieve any results. In fact, it's going to endanger more lives, the lives of the so-called troops, Nigerian troops. So Boko Haram, from my own perspective, is fighting a legitimate cause. The only issue and the only problem I have with them is that they are killing our people. So look for me. And in fact, common sense demands that they have their own Islamic Republic or Sharia Republic, while Biafra stay on their own. Another worrying aspect of it is that there are some of our people, Igbos, Biafrans, staying in that part of Nigeria and calling themselves Igbos of Northern Nigeria and things like that. And these people should be left to die because that's what they deserve. Simply put, let Biafra go. Let Islamic Republic stay. Nigerian government is fighting a lost battle. Secondly, is on the issue of the EU support for the UN Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous People. That's a positive development. If only our people will understand it. What we need is awakening of our consciousness to recognize who we are, to recognize the power in us, to recognize that Biafra is ordained by God and that no other person give it to us unless we stand out. The EU, the United Nations, can only support those who come out and stand on their own identify and define themselves. So, Biafrans, this is a wake-up call. We must continue to mobilize. We must continue to try to awaken the consciousness of our people to their responsibility that they are Biafrans. Indigenous people all over the world are not afraid to answer to their names. It is only Biafrans who are afraid. And it is very unfortunate. And that is why the important job of Radio Biafra, the important job that Radio Biafra position, Radio Biafra occupies in the project Biafra is very important. And so we are calling on all Biafrans all over the freedom from around the world to support the initiative of what Radio Biafra and Bile Manwati Initiative and all other pro-Biafra organizations are doing around the world. The last I want to comment on is on Ohanaeze Ndigbo. You see, Ohanaeze does not talk. You can only hear about Ohanaeze where there is money to share. And I think they have found opportunity in that again. That is why they are talking about compensation of the Igbos. They are not even talking about those who are still dying at the moment. They are not talking about the safety of the generality of the Igbo race. They are talking about compensation, what will come out of it. So it shows you what kind of people you are dealing with. Ohanaeze and Igbo does not have the interest of the Igbos at heart. They are only after their own. They are contractors. It's as simple as that. When we talk, people will say we are insulting our elders. But the truth is that if we don't say the truth, evil will continue to multiply in our society. And that is the reason why we are where we are today. The time has come for us to stop speaking with both sides of our mouths, but to say the truth, to uphold the truth and defend it. That is what Radio Biafra is doing. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Uchafada. Thank you very, very much for joining us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Chidera, what do you make of the very news that you presented? Which part of the news? Because you were the first person to say that there are aspects of the news you found very, very palatable today. Go ahead.
Yes, especially the first news about the European Union reaffirming the support of the rights of the indigenous people. I'm really happy about that, you know, unlike before, because we always know that it's our fault, but you know what happens in the zoo all the time. The news that comes there is usually bad news, but I'm happy today that there is something good to talk about. So I'm really happy that they're reaffirming it, but the problem, just like I read out in the news, is that most of these things, they just say it without practicing it. But I'm saying that this time around, at least they have said it. So we have to tell them to stand on their word and allow us as indigenous people to be free and go on our own. So that's what I make of that. Also, with the Catholic Church, of course, they have seen everything that is happening. So the best thing for them to do is to, because even if they do, they have to join this revolution, because I'm very sure that some of them are losing their members to these Yoruba pastors. Apart from that, the way that the nation has been, it's only a revolution that can change everything. So they need to join us and make sure that there is a revolution, and most importantly, that our great nation, Biafra, is restored. Then, with Goodluck wanting more troops, but the other time they were saying that they were already defeating Boko Haram. So how come they're saying now that they're needing more troops? That means that there is no one that is truthful in that country. There is no truth. There is no honesty. Of course, there is no light, because they can't even see to say the truth, because it's when you can see with the light that you can tell the truth. And exactly.
There's electricity, so they can't see.
So they can't even know the truth. And it's only when they see they have the truth that they can be set free. You remember what the Bible says, the truth shall set you free. The only place that truth is spoken is Biafra, the people of Biafra, because we are God's people. So that is why we should come together to go restore our nation, because only then can we experience the true light of God and speak the truth, and definitely all the people shall be set free. That's what I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Well spoken. We are very grateful. Thank you. Our lines are open. Our lines are open. We know we've been taking a lot of calls all this while. Our lines are open. But before we go back to these lines, what I would like to say is, or ask Barrister Mamezu, if he's with us, is, why is it difficult? Why is it difficult? Anytime that we're able to establish contact with Barrister Mamezu, why is it difficult? I keep asking that our people, we go for autonomous communities. Why do we have autonomous communities yet? When you tell the same people, when you tell them that you want to be free, they're saying no. They are clamoring for the creation of more states. This is why, thank goodness, I didn't do my university education in the zoo, because it doesn't make sense to me. Where is the logic? You want an autonomous community so you can have your own local traditional ruler, and maybe you're campaigning to be the village prime minister. Who knows? You want a creation of another state. For you to create a new state, you have to carve it out. It means that there are some people that you want to be independent of the already existing states. When you say autonomous community, it means you want to be free from people you were with before. Why do you want an autonomous community, but you don't want Biafra to be free from Nigeria? It doesn't make any sense. It's a self-defeating argument. You want freedom. Why don't all of us belong to one country called Africa? Then, if that is the case, why don't we all belong to one massive zoo, one massive Serengeti called Africa? Why did we decide to be who we are? Another challenge is, go and look at the pictures of the emirs and the rulers of the north, of Hausa Fulani people. Go and bring a picture of people, normal people in the Arab world. Go and look at them and tell me the difference. Tell me if you can differentiate between somebody who is in Mali, a Tuareg in Mali, and one of them in the north. We are not the same people. Why can't we get it? Anyawuho Fumba, we are not one. If it was the will of God to make us one, there would have been Islam today. But we are not. And thankfully for that as well. We do have Barrister Mamezu. If you can shed light on this before we go to start taking our calls, please.
You know, sir, Director, we've explored this particular argument before. The reason why we have some kind of confusion, even within the Biafrans, some of us are settled. We are happy with what is happening in that zoological country called Nigeria. And those who are happy are the ones gaining, those who are trying to siphon the economy of that particular country via the oil. The governors, don't forget governors have cousins, relatives, aunties, uncles. And then you come to the president, who also have relatives. So when all these people are gaining the proceeds from the oil, they are giving their friends and relatives, then it becomes some kind of the bourgeoisie who are enjoying. Therefore, now they become the elite. They will be dictating what is happening. Don't talk about Biafra. Don't worry about Biafra. Why? Because they're enjoying. Now, talking about this split, I call it mushroom. Although, I can say, Director, you have more idea about Nigerian politics than me. I took my A-level loan from here and started from there. Throughout my university career and all the higher schools I went, they're all here in this United Kingdom. I don't know much about Nigerian politics. But the breaking of one particular village to another is the part of division, so that it will become very difficult for us to come together. Director, if they come to your village and break it into two, whenever you are heading one particular clan, you are being given some billions and billions of naira or pounds. And then somebody is telling you that the emperor is coming tomorrow, you tell them to go to hell. After what you are gaining is more, because if you are removed from that position, you will not be sure of making any more money. So what is making and causing all this trouble is because all these people who are defining the villages and the towns, they are placed in a situation where they will be enjoying the benefits of the risk while they are sitting there. Therefore, it will be very difficult for you to say to them, let's go and look for a bigger picture. They say, sorry, I am happy where I am, because of our selfish nature. Remember, I said this before, Because of the Nigerian Biafra war, a lot of Biafrans have gone into selfishness. Me. Nobody talks about next door neighbor. Everybody just wants to protect their own interests. The maker is talking to other people because it's well looked after by the Commonwealth nation where he was the secretary for how many years. It's okay. So therefore, Nigeria should stay because Nigeria is giving him whatever he wants. But you and I are talking for the masses. Director, if you want, you can stay in this country without even writing what is happening in that land. You have nothing to lose over there. But you have tolerance and systems, and the people on the streets, you don't even know. I myself can put my foot up there and say, to help wherever they are. But because of the feelings, because of the blood we have about our people, the concern we have for our people, that's why we are clamoring that we must be free, because you are here enjoying, those at home are not enjoying. Look at what the pictures I saw about Delta girls and some of the Igbo girls who are in prison in Libya, being raped, maltreated. They have fathers, they have mothers, but they are there in jail, suffering. Their bloody government and bloody country cannot even remember them. Look at a single British girl or man commit any crime in any country, regardless of whatever they committed, they go there in their own defense. Americans, wherever they are, they commit any crime, they go there in their own defense. Millions of Nigerians commit crime, they come even there, everybody don't even care whatever is happening to them. Why should we remain in such a bloody country that does not care for human beings? Director, I wish we can get the attack tomorrow. I will leave this country and go back home. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. We won't even wait for that. We have to go and demand it. We'll not even wait for Biafra to come. We'll go and demand it. Our lines are open. As we said previously, we had to go to Barrister Mamezu for a slight recap on an issue that we covered. The number to call, please, is +44 78 31 30 8376. I repeat, +44 78 31 30 8376. This is Radio Biafra, if you're joining us, and we are broadcasting from London. This is where we are based, and very soon we'll be traveling to Malaysia. We'll be going to Malaysia in the next few days, and also, God willing, we'll be going to Thailand and also to China. We are taking the message of the redemption of Biafra to our people wherever they are on this earth. That is what we are doing. Because this is Radio Biafra. Wherever there are Biafrans, we are taking the message to them. The sun rises from the east. When Israel was in trouble, the people that came to their rescue were not those in America, not those in Britain, not those in Europe, but those in Russia. There is something about the east. That is why today we announce boldly and proudly on air that Malaysia is key to what we are doing. Our people that are suffering in very great pain. But regardless of the pain they are undergoing, they are supporting Biafra to the hilt. Talk less of people who are comfortable. Talk less of those who should be making use of their time campaigning for Biafra rather than gossiping. If you are on Radio Biafra Skype contact list, if you have been asked to go and organize 10 people around your area and you've been unable to do so, and you have remained on Radio Biafra Skype contact list, if you have gone to behave like fallen angels from heaven rather than going to make sure that you take the message of Biafra to where the people around you, you are busy on Skype gossiping, you will be removed from there, you'll be banned from Radio Biafra. Because we are a freedom fighting outfit, not a village meeting gathering. No, we're not that. We are here to get Biafra. Anything that will stop us from getting Biafra will be removed. Any obstacle will be crushed. We march on until we get Biafra. When we get Biafra, then you can have your cozy little gossipy rooms where you can go to and talk nonsense from morning till night. Only those who are permitted or privileged to serve in the editorial board of Radio Biafra can make editorial decisions. And that is why we announced to the world today that Chukwudi Ifeoma is now a member of the Radio Biafra editorial board. So is Karomonde and so is Iketukwu Eniago from Malaysia. Only three additions. If you work hard and you are worthy, then you will be a part of this very august and noble people fighting for the restoration of Biafran truth and honesty. Only hard work, nothing else. On merit, everything you are with us is based on merit, not word of mouth, not how well you can gossip. We ask you to go out and look for funding for your transmitter. Instead, you're spending your time discussing things that are irrelevant on Skype. If that place is not shut down within the next 6 hours, we'll announce your names on air tomorrow. That very group must close down immediately. Anything you have to say, you come on air and say it, regardless of what it is. Because the only way sabotage comes is through gossip. That was how Caesar was killed by Brutus. Because Cassius came and gossiped. And he believed it. A gossiper is the weakest link that you have. We don't need gossipers. We need men and women of action. If you think Radio Biafra is a Pentecostal church, you can gossip all day of your life. No, you are mistaken. You will be removed immediately and we march on. That is where we are today. Because we don't carry people who don't understand what Biafra means. Biafra is not for gossiping. What have you done for Biafra? Not how well you have spoken. The time you spend recharging your phone and chatting nonsense on Skype, you should have invested in doing something far more meaningful for Biafra. Let's go to the line because our lines are open. This is Radio Biafra. Give us a name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director Nnamdi Kanu. My name is Ikechukwu Eniago and I'm calling from Malaysia.
Thank you very much. It's very apt that you called, the newest member, the newest addition to Radio Biafra editorial board. You're welcome to the program. How are things going in Malaysia? Because I'll be there in the next few days.
Thank you very much. I want to take this opportunity to thank every member in our firm here in Malaysia. They have been persistent. They have been committed. That even the ones who couldn't walk the call, the ones who couldn't run, they walked. But one thing is sure, they have all been committed to Biafra and they've all been committed to your coming to this place. I want to say that finally we have now the privilege to and honor to have you here, to have Radio Biafra here, to speak to our teaming Biafrans who are here waiting for your coming. So I announced to the whole world that finally Malaysia is going to host Radio Biafra come this Wednesday. And I want to use the opportunity to thank all the coordinators that we so far have who have completed their team, necessary, the least required necessary team members. I want to thank the Russian group, consultative group. I want to thank the China consultative group, the Thailand, the Sweden, the Germany consultative group, the Pakistan consultative group. I also want to thank some of others who are yet to complete, who are working and committed, that are completely committed to it and are working. People from Qatar, from Senegal. I've just got a message from a communication from Mexico. They are on to it now. I've also got a contact from Philippines, from Indonesia, from several other places. Those who are doing their best to meet up the requirement, but they have not met it, I congratulate you so much. Because it is easier to receive than to give. What you are giving for Biafra, you are giving to the glory of God and for your peace. I want to thank all of them, even those who have not been able to gather themselves together wherever they are in the Western world, wherever they are, please. I also thank you because your coming out first to identify with Biafra is a positive step. I want to encourage all of you, if you put in, if you are personally convinced about Biafra, everything will give way for you to produce results. Let us join hands and do what we must do and move forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. The preparation is ready. If anybody is an aspiring coordinator, or you are a coordinator, or you think you are a coordinator, and you don't have the required number, minimum is 10 people, then you cannot answer to a coordinator. You cannot be. Here we believe in hard work. We are even going to do more work as we go on. This is Radio Biafra, not any other so-called pro Biafra, this pro Biafra, that. No, we don't believe in nonsense. We are marching relentlessly forward without apology to anybody, because nobody apologized to us when they killed 3.5 million of us. Nobody apologized to us as they continue to kill us till this very day. Apart from what the EU is saying today, nobody has ever remembered that we exist as a people, as an indigenous people worthy to be freed from our bondage. So thank you very much. Continue the good work and continue to contact people. If you are an aspiring coordinator, you contact Ketikwe Nyago. He should be in a position to direct you and tell you what to do. Once you are complete, then the wider board will be notified. He reports to the board and to myself. Direct. He is the one responsible for coordinating the coordinators everywhere on this planet. Thank you very much for calling and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Our dear sister, can you hear me? Can you hear me? She's been trying to call us now for a very long time. For some inexplicable reason, she's not been able to get through to us. So we do encourage her to cut her line and try and call us back. That this is Radio Biafra on a day we are bringing very good news. As Chidera said, for once in a very long time, we are able to report that the European Union, that the EU, have decided to come out to say yes, that we are worthy, every indigenous people, people working as hard as Radio Biafra is doing, Bilie Human Rights, the indigenous people of Biafra, our revered Council of Elders, that the work we are doing is not in vain. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down, your name and where you are, please.
Yes, hello.
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Mr. Ndubisi Madukwe, coming from Malaysia.
Ndubisi Madukwe from Malaysia. They are wonderful people in Malaysia, and I'll be with you people very shortly. Please go ahead.
Okay. I really want to commend your efforts and about Biafra.
Yes.
I was not aware of all these things that about this Biafra. It was one of my friends, Uchenna, who told me that Biafra is the resistance now, and I decided to stay awake and listen to it and to say one or two things about Biafra.
Yes.
And the area I was really trying to say is most of our brothers have been dying here in Malaysia because of nobody to go for them. Most of them here feel that the reason why they are still in the prison custody is because of someone who buy air ticket and send them back. Most of them have stayed here for 3, 4 years, 5 years, and I believe that as God is about to grant us this Biafra, I believe innately that He's going to pilot the affairs of Biafra and make sure that we are not encountering all this kind of problem. And as for me and my friends, we are going to do all we can financially, morally, and otherwise to see that the work is going on tremendously. I really commend you, Mr. Director, for your piece for some occasions, and I know that you are really sent by God. I want to commend you and want you to keep on doing the good work, and we believe that God, in His infinite mercy, He will grant us all our heart desires. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. I love the people of Malaysia. I have not hidden that at all, because they took the bull by the horn. There was a program we did, and it was only Malaysians all through. Caller after caller was from Malaysia, and that is why we hold them up as a beacon. Hopefully, we are praying that Thailand should be able to follow suit, and also China. They are rising, and we want them to move up immediately. We are moving relentlessly. We are going to get our transmitter and mount it in our soil, where we come from, to broadcast to the whole world. Our app is out on Android. We are waiting for Apple to do justice to what we have asked them to do for us in relation to that. But hopefully by Thursday, everything should be fine. All the platforms would have been covered and people can go and download Radio Biafra. Everything we say we're going to do, we do. Somebody said on this day today that they will publish something that is very, very important. We are waiting for them. If they don't, we'll release the videos that we said we're going to release regarding the organization. We'll not mention the organization by name. If they don't, we'll wait for them up until when we finish broadcast today. If they fail to respond to us, we will publish these videos to show who is in bed with Nigeria, who is campaigning for Nigerian politicians. We will see who has compromised the struggle. Today, people will know that Radio Biafra is indeed incorruptible. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. Because we are marching on relentlessly to go and get this very promised land that was given to us for over 5,000 years we have lived as a people in that very place. Nothing can move us from there. It's our land. Give us your name and where you are. They call on Skype. No, they can't hear us. They are unable to get to us. Yes, Carol, I'm in a very good mood today because we are not reporting of anybody killed back home, and also that EU has done something quite remarkable to say that we are free to go, more or less. Can you give me your name, please, the caller on Skype before I go to Carol Monday? Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, this is Elisha Michael from Malaysia.
Elisha Michael from Malaysia, please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
I want to say from Malaysia here, good morning to my fellow Biafran around the world. Good evening and good afternoon, wherever you may be. I want to use this opportunity to really talk with our Malaysian Biafrans, wherever you may be, that the Malaysian people today has made history, that by Wednesday, that the editorial board of Radio Biafra will be broadcasting live here in Malaysia. And I want to wake them, whether you are part of the volunteer team or not, I want you that you talk about Biafra wherever you may be. Let the Malaysian world hear about us. Let the world hear about Biafra from Malaysia here. I want to encourage every of our zonal coordinator, wherever they may be, they keep spreading the news of Malaysia, of Radio Biafra here in Malaysia. And Nnamdi, I pray that the Almighty God will guide you even as you're going to land at here in Kuala Lumpur International Airport, that God will keep you. God will bring you safe so that you bring this message of redemption. Our people are really crying here. We need this restoration. I believe as you're going to step into the land of Malaysia, the whole Biafran, whether Biafran Igbo, whether Biafran Nigerian, they will be awakened to this call for the restoration of sovereign state of Biafra. And may the Lord bless you as you have taken up this mantle to restore Biafra. God bless you.
And you too. Thank you very much. We shall be there. We are coming to light up the whole of Malaysia, to bring our own version of the truth to Malaysia. That very version is universal. That very version is irrefutable. That very version is timeless. It is timeless. Anything you hear on Radio Biafra is the truth and nothing but the truth. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I'm calling from Greece. This is Obinna Ibrahim from Anambra State.
Obinna Ibrahim, turn your system down, please, if you may. Turn it off. Banyoya, turn it off, please.
So, okay, hold on, please.
Okay.
Yeah, Nnamdi.
Yes, go ahead.
I want to thank you so much for your good work, for you as well.
Thank you.
I'm so proud, and I have been trying to send message to my friends here in Greece to start listening to Radio Biafra. Yes. Because what I've had today,
your line is breaking up. Are you there?
I'm here. Yeah.
Yeah. Please start again because we lost you for a bit there. Please go ahead.
Okay. As I said, my name is Obinna Ibrahim from Anambra State. I'm calling from Greece.
Yes, my brother. Go ahead. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
From Ogidi.
Yes.
And I am here with my friends as well. And I have been trying my best to educate people and organize people here in Greece to start listening to Radio Biafra.
Yes.
And I was so happy today that the UN has started putting support for Biafran. I'm so glad about that, because here in Greece we are suffering. Biafrans are suffering so bad that we cannot even, we are not even able to reach our home.
My goodness.
And the way they are treating Greece people, the way they are treating Biafrans here in Greece is so bad. I thank you so much, and I pray that Biafra will come to existence. Because if Biafra come to existence, there is no Biafran who will be able to travel out of Biafra anymore.
That is
and I believe, and I have had a dream about Biafra, that Biafra will stand. And Biafra is going to be a great country that everybody as a Biafran will enjoy it.
Yes.
Even here in Europe, most of the Europeans are trying to come to Africa to invest, because they have had a revolution that in the next 10 years or next 20 years, that Africa is going to take over the power of the world, which I am sure about that.
Yes.
And I know it is Biafra. So
yes.
I have some of my friends here. I have some of my friends here that I want to say something too.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is what I have to say now. Until maybe next time, I'm trying to put some money together and send to Radio Biafra for the transmitter.
Yes, before you do that, what we want to, are you with us on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm with you on Facebook. Yeah, I'm with you there on Facebook.
Have you added your friends on our Facebook page? Have you added your friends to Radio Biafra Facebook page?
Someone added me, and I've tried to add some friends too. And I will continue to add a lot of my friends as well.
We want you to do it as quickly as possible, as we want to get to 100,000. If you have not added your friends on the Facebook page and you don't know how to do it, go and just send a very simple message. Say, I need help as to how I can add my friends. You go and add every of your friend. Leave no stone unturned. Both our friends and our enemies alike, we want people to hear Biafra. We are not running from this name. Somebody wrote to me today and said to me, that the word Biafra on Google has a red underline. We said by the time we finish with them, they will remove it. By the time we finish with these people, it will be removed. Because on Radio Biafra, anything we say we're going to do, we do it. Somebody challenged us and was throwing wild accusations. We said to him, if you fail to provide the proof, we'll provide our own proof. They have not given us proof of any untoward behavior by Radio Biafra, myself, and the people that I lead on this very noble station, preaching Biafra to the whole world since 2009. This evening, we released our own version. We waited for them. They didn't. So we do our own. That the world may know that this is Radio Biafra. We are incorruptible. Incorruptible. That is why we talk to people to their faces.
You know why? I've been listening to Radio Biafra for a while now. And why I call this, because I believe that Biafra now is incorruptible, like as you said. Because I was feeling Wazuki messing up. And I told people that this is bullshit, this is not going to work, because I know that this man is not truthful. He is trying to create a way of embezzling from Biafrans, and he has done that. So I thank you so much, Nnamdi, the way you're doing. I really believe that God is with you, and God is going to finish that which he has started already.
Amen. Because Biafra is God's own creation. I asked God a very simple, you know, I ask simple questions to everybody, not difficult questions. I said to God, you and Frederick Lugard, who is greater? Lugard made Nigeria, you made Biafra. You must tell the world, if you are God in heaven, the creator, Tukwokike, you must be able to tell us who made who. You created Biafra. This other imbecile created Nigeria. And Nigeria has been killing God's people. Of course, we know it's our punishment for how we behaved. But we have changed. We have repented. We have presented our 4-5 sins before the Lord. The killing of twins. Slavery. Osu. These are the key things that affected us as a people. They are the sins we committed against God, for which God sought our destruction. And rightfully so. Considering my temper, if I was God, I would have swept everybody away by now. But in his infinite mercy, he kept us. And we are here today. And we promise that Biafra will be built. Biafra will be dedicated to the glory and service of God forever and ever. Not for anything else. the essence of Biafra existing is to serve God. There is no other purpose for Biafra. If you think Biafra is a place where you can come and steal and cheat and loot and pillage, you are dreaming. The only reason why the same day we are getting Biafra, we are handing it over to God that same day, completely and totally, that he may know that as time goes on, year after year, decade after decade, millennia after millennia, that the people of Biafra shall worship him in truth and honesty. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
This is Samuel Okoli from Manchester.
Yes, Samuel.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
I just want to remind Dr. Egemba the discussion which we had with him during the day.
Yes.
About designing the standard flyer, which we can download from the Radio Biafra website.
Yes.
And print it, and then we can go about drop it and give it, not only because it's going to help us also in this side, in this Manchester area, to be reaching people. There are some people, like some local people, like white people, who we cannot get on Facebook. We can reach them, reach their home and drop it, or even in their offices, or some other people as well. So if that could be done, it will really, really help us here in Manchester area.
Yes, we'll do that. I will speak to Chukwune Bunezekpa, who is a member of the editorial board and also the person responsible for publicity. A flyer will be designed and made available for download in Word and in PDF format on our website, that people may go there and avail themselves of this variety of posters we have there. We also know that the Notting Hill Carnival is coming up. Somebody said something, Biafra Weekend Memorial or whatever, which Carol Monday will work with Chukwune Bunezekpa to make sure that Radio Biafra gets a stand. I didn't say a float, a stand there, from where we'll be able to disseminate our information. We'll be able to get that done as quickly as possible, that we may have a stall at Notting Hill Carnival. That is what we are doing. What you're saying is correct. We shall do so. Chukwune Bunezekpa is listening. We will work together on this. So is Uche Mefo and all the other members of the editorial board, charged with making sure that the message of Biafra is consistent. We don't want 2-3 versions of a flyer. No. Only one version.
Only one. Standard.
Downloadable, yes, from Radio Biafra website, will be made available for all to go there, yeah, and have a bit of it. Thank you very much for calling. We have that in mind. And keep reminding us.
Thank you. This idea was actually brought up by a brother that I met today, Joseph Moleku.
You met Joseph today around that's wonderful. That is wonderful. Yeah, friends are meeting each other through Radio Biafra. Okay. That's good news. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Your name and where you are.
Okay. From me, it's good evening. I'm calling from Qatar. My name is Thangod.
Yes, from Qatar. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yeah. Actually, I've been following you on Facebook, and also I linked to Qatar news. And I really want to say, we are here in Qatar, we appreciate your good work.
Thank you.
Yeah, despite the challenges, we know definitely you will be having so many challenges, both you and your family.
Yes.
And from us here, we are strongly praying for you, that God should give you more energy and courage.
We need it. Thank you very much. We need courage. We need courage and energy. Yes.
And also, from group of us here, are also trying to unite some of our Biafran brothers.
Yes.
Some of our good Biafran brothers, because there are some of us that feel is not a dream that will come to pass.
Yes.
But few of us, because we are few. When I say few, I mean we are very few. That believe in our dream. And we know that definitely by the special grace of God, we'll put this zoo to shame.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Because that's our prayer. Our prayer is to turn the land of our father to a land of glory, a place that the whole world would like to come to visit.
Yes.
And spend some good time of tourism.
Yes.
Because I believe with God we have all it takes to pull the whole world to Biafra.
Yes.
And finally, I promise to add up to 10 to 20 people tonight.
Try and do that.
The time says 10:29 here in Qatar.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Go on and keep adding your friends wherever you are. Go and keep adding your friends. You must add them to the Facebook page. If you don't add your friends, it means you're a coward. And Radio Biafra cannot have cowards. We can't afford to do that. If you are not proud of your name, then you are not worthy to inherit Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. We have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are.
Yes, I'm Clement Abolaruchukwu. I'm calling from Malta.
Clement from Abolaruchukwu from Malta. What is your father's name? Ahan Nagobogene.
Ahan Nagobogene. Ahan Clement Okoro.
That is better. Thank you very much. Thank you. If you call Radio Biafra next time, you give us your name and your father's name, because where we come from, yes, we don't know you, who you are. We ask you, who is your father? Wan Bia Onyemore. That is how we identify people where we come from. Go ahead, please.
So, my name is Clement. I'm from Arutuku. I've been in Mota for 5 years now. So, what you have been doing, so much encouraging and interesting.
Thank you.
It's quite a long time I've been trying to have the opportunity to call. So, today I have the opportunity to call you before and I need to say hi and show my appreciation for what you're doing now.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
We want to love the Radio Biafra because it gives us encouragement and a lot of things.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Carol, what is happening? Are people adding their friends on Facebook? And what is the name of the person adding his or her friends, please? So we remind everybody it's their duty. If you don't know how to do it, don't be ashamed. Come and say, please help me add people. We don't need a Biafra of cowards or people who are afraid to ask questions. It is this being afraid of asking questions that is why we are slaves today. In the zoo, people who are driving cattle are leaving their cattle and are now driving us as human beings. It is unacceptable. Unacceptable. That is why we must do the best we can. Yes, please.
Yes, the same person. He just inboxed me, asked me how to upload, and he's now uploading all his friends. I can't pronounce his name very well. I'll call him James because his middle name is James.
That's good.
But he inboxed me. I answered him, and he's now uploading. It's fantastic news, really. This is what we've got to do. Keep adding friends. We've had the app this week on Android, which is fantastic news. The EU now has come forward saying that they're supporting indigenous people. This is great news. This is better than killing today.
Exactly. Better than killing. Yes, this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name. Yes. Hello.
Good evening, my brother Amanda.
Good evening.
I'm calling from Greece.
From Greece. Yeah. Greece are good people. They are coming out despite all the difficulties. Despite the economic difficulties, we love all of you in Greece. Please go ahead.
Okay, my name is Echan Ichukwu Ndukachukwu.
Yes.
I'm from Anambra State in here in local government area.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, thank you for the good job you are doing.
Thank you.
For the Biafran people. Yeah. God will guide and protect you, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. There is one guy called from Greece. I hope you know. I don't know the guy. You know, if the Greek people want to come out, let them come out so that they... Biafran people in Greece will come together as one and we do as other people and doing something for Biafra.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
this is what I want to let you people know.
Yes, that's very good. Thank you very much. And so, please keep your eyes and ears open.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. That is a caller from Greece. I feel particularly, you know, touched and moved when people call us from places like Greece. There's a lot happening there, quite a lot happening. But regardless of the difficulties, the turbulence and the challenges, they still believe in Biafra, which is a wonderful thing. That is to show that we are keeping faith. We know that, and Biafra is coming. Not by our power or our might, but by the glory of God and the grace which only Him can give to us mortals. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Because unfortunately we cannot hear you. That means that your voice is not going out to the whole world. We are receiving a message, even on Facebook, that somebody saying that the Farmers Assault Support Initiative, somebody is actually thanking Radio Biafra and saying what a rapid response organization that they found, the Farmers Support Initiative. I can now execute my dreams of all year to grow as much food as possible, because we put pressure on Anambra State to release the funds belonging to the farmers, and they've done it. That is what we do here at Radio Biafra. Make the impossible possible. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra broadcasting to the entire humanity from London. Your name and where you are. Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Give us your name. I can hear you. Give me your name and where you are.
Okay. My name is Chidi. So I'm calling from Malaysia. Can you hear me?
Chidi from Malaysia, we can hear you loud and clear. What is your father's name? Yes, we can hear you. What is your father's name? No, they cannot. Maybe they're waiting for confirmation of their voice. Yes, Carol.
Yes, I have something to say about the agriculture fund. Somebody texted me today and told me that they applied for an agricultural fund, a large amount, and then they were given a minimum percentage of that. They've received their check. However, the bankers rang them and told them that they cannot clear the check right now, and they will have to wait for that check to be cleared.
That's not possible.
Oh, yes, it is, because apparently Peter Obi mustn't be needing his interest. So give it back to the people, Mr. Obi.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay, yeah, Nandi.
Yes.
Yeah, good evening, my brother.
Good evening, good evening.
Yeah, my name is Sunday Egu from Abia State.
Which part of Abia State are you from?
I'm from Isuchi.
Isuchi, Ndioma. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I live in Holland.
You live in Holland?
So, yeah. Just from our watch, just from about some months now, I come out from prison, and I hear this about Radio Biafra. In fact,
you came out of prison.
I just come out from prison. Yeah.
Okay. I hope you're not going back to prison again anytime soon, because we're looking for Biafra.
Jesus, no, I won't go again. So far, Biafra stand. Nothing will happen in my life again.
Better, please.
I'm very, very, very happy because 2007, when I went back to Nigeria. And I went to my seat in Igbo land. I found a place in my hometown. There is a man, he's a retired soldier of Biafra. And he makes something that makes me so happy in my life. And I found out that all the people from my hometown, they are trying to be dead with Biafra. Because the man brings that a prayer warrior, and that prayer that he's making is about Biafra.
Yes.
And I'm so happy when I see this. And I come out from prison now as I think this is really. Since then, I was going to move from my hometown and all my brothers in Facebook, anywhere, letting them know that this is coming to real. Let us wake up. And with God Almighty, in fact, before this year ending, you shall stand. I'm grateful and thank everything that you do.
Thank
and
you very
God
much.
I'm helping you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. And helping the entire Biafran family, helping the editorial board of Radio Biafra, of which I am delighted to say that we chair Mefo, Carol Monde, Ketukwe Nyago, Austin of Former, Chukwu Di of Former, Dr. Chukwu Egemba, Barrister Emma Mezu, Tabu Masiebu, Chukwune Ebunyeze, and of course, our high priestess, Wada Manachi Opara. It's a pleasure to have you, my dear brother. Our prayers go to these people because they have worked so, so, so hard to make sure we are where we are today, that we can broadcast to the whole world uninterrupted, that we can send the message of freedom from here in London to all the ends of the earth, that we can go to Malaysia and from Kuala Lumpur or any other city for that matter, be able to reach the entire humanity. A lot of people have worked extremely hard. They did not spend their time gossiping. They spent their time working for Biafra. That is where we are today. If you're joining us, that this is Radio Biafra, We have not forgotten the very eminent barrister himself, an attorney at law, Barrister Imam Mezu, is with us today. Barrister, given what you have heard from our people, given the response that we are getting, given the enthusiasm, even people who are coming out of prison are delighting in the fact that Radio Biafra is on the air, what perspective, what viewpoint are you bringing to what you have heard so far, please? Barrister, are you with me? No, I don't think so. We'll try and get him back. We shall try to get him back.
Yes.
Carol, before you come in, let us take this call, please. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, I'm calling from Greece. This is Iken Nawene, Christian.
Iken Nawene, Christian from Greece. Greek people have woken up today. Please, you are all welcome to the program. This is your radio station. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to get the number of the, I give him my number so he can call me.
The person that called, please, can you send in a text message? Send us a text message on this very number that you called. Send us a text message, please. Give us your full name and how you're going to be contacted with your number, and then we'll be able to forward it to our dear brother that called earlier.
Okay, I will do just that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Yes, Barrister Imam Mezu, I presume you're with me.
Yes, Director, you want me off.
Please go ahead.
I'm back.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm very delighted, to be honest, for the information we are getting, especially this, my brother who just called. He came out from prison and is so delighted that his beloved country, Biafra, will soon be restored. Of course, it's a thing of joy. Director, you yourself, you have said it, that today has been a very memorable day for you.
Yes.
It's not only for you, for everybody, Director. But, you know, when you do something and then see the remuneration, it helps your spirit to grow even further. And also, those in Anambra, the farmers, whom you've been fighting for their own cause, now they can even get a check, talking of when you will be cashed. As far as you have the check in your hand, it definitely be cashed. I hope that will happen. So, Director, we are not just playing in this struggle. We are meaning what we are saying. And what we are saying is producing some kind of practical evidence.
Of course.
And from now on, you said it, we are broadcasting uninterrupted. Despite the fact that even the zoological country called Nigeria have tried their best to see if they can push us away from the line. But equitable situation is an equitable situation.
That is correct.
There is no far you can push somebody who is standing with two legs. If they are standing with one leg, that's fine. But if I'm rooted, Director, pushing away is very difficult. We are here to stay. I will get Biafra.
Of course.
Thank you.
Thank you. Don't go anywhere, Barrister. Do you remember when they used to jam us off the air? They go
and
attack our system. They mess us up everywhere. They tried everything. They thought we are going to move. They calculated very wrongly. If you come to us with anything other than Biafra, we will not take from you.
That's correct.
If we want to fund any project in Biafra, we have Biafrans. They will fund it. Anything we want done, our people will do it. So there is no need for us to go to these people. Not for anything. That is why we say we're incorruptible. This radio station belongs to the people. We cannot be corrupted. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. Let's go to the line. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. No, have we lost them? We may have lost them. We may have lost them. Please, we ask them to try and call us back as much as they can. Please try and get back to us that this is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, this is your radio station. Give us your name and where you are. They call on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I don't think they can. Give me your name and your...
Hello.
Yes, your name, please, and where you're calling from. Your name and where you are.
My name is Ume Clinton.
Ume Clinton, how are you? And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the zoo, Kwara State.
You are calling from the heart of the zoo itself, Kwara. You know, there's something called Kwara. Do you know what it is? Where we come from, there's something we call Kwara.
Yes.
You know what is Kwara?
That
that eats meat now, Kwara Tano.
Yes, what is it? What is Kwara in English or botanical name of Kwara or zoological name?
I can't get it now. I can't get it now.
Okay. Kwara is a hyena. Maybe you are too small, I don't know. That is a story we were told when we were growing up about Kwara, and then there was a in Oloko. Oloko is in Ikuano. It's part of the Ikuano that we have. Did your parents tell you that story about how Hausa people drove their cattle into Oloko? The Oloko people ate their cattle and they turned into hyena and killed Oloko people. Anybody from Omoha, from Bend, will know this story. Please go ahead. Kwara is hyena. That is where you're calling from. Please go ahead. Because that is the area that the Muslims took from the Yoruba people. The land you're standing on this night belongs to Yoruba people. The Hausas took it from them and they installed an emirate in Ilorin. The world is listening and this is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Yes, I want to tell us that the battle is on. And everybody should just get ready. Today, I went to an Igbo meeting to talk to them about Biafra. I shared some of the broadcast with them, and I can tell everybody that our people are in the dark. Those that stay in the zoo with me, please, you can try as much as possible to enlighten our people the best you can. Today, I was very happy because I was lecturing them on what they don't know that is happening on ground. And then after the day, I was very happy that so many of them got conscious of what is on ground that Biafra must come. And then with the recent calls of every Nigerian leader saying that Nigeria will not break up, and lastly our stupid brother, Emeka Anyaoku, I want to tell everybody to just get ready. Those in the zoo, please try as much as you can. Don't be overshadowed. The people I talked to this evening, they are very scared of what happened in the war. And I was able to tell them that is 1967 to 1970.
That is correct.
That the world was in the dark. That there is no way the outsiders will do that again. We will sink everybody down. They were looking at me, and the courage I spoke with them, I believe God that the fight is on. Please, everybody in the zoo, let us try as much as possible to borrow a leaf from what our leaders are saying. There is a war coming up already. They know that Nigeria will break. Let us not be taken unawares. Let us be ready to take them head on. We will not lose again. God is with us. History is with us. 3.5 billion souls is enough to pay for any price on earth. So I want to thank everybody. Radio Biafra, we're waiting for the transmitter. Whenever it comes down, I believe that the fight will start properly on ground and nothing will stop us. We will win the war. We'll get our freedom. We'll restore Biafra back. Thank you and God bless you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. You have spoken very eloquently. Thank you very, very much. Somebody sent us a message via inbox, sent it into my inbox, saying that in response to the video we are going to release this evening, that some people said that we are running a business. You believe a warrior. That we are running a business with a name. And the person sent the name, and the name is RBL Management Services Limited, registered in England and Wales. We've just told him that RBL means Radio Biafra London. It's incredible, our people. Some of them is just amazing. Ibelebe warrior. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Turn your system off. Talk to us via Skype. The whole world is listening. What is your name and where are you calling from? You know, he is not concentrating. As soon as he concentrates, we'll be able. He's a first-time caller. So we shall try to be kind to him. We shall try to be kind to him if he can turn his system down. Can you hear me?
I've already turned it down. Are you hearing me now?
Better, loud and clear. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, good evening, Mamde. It's Festo Sunaka calling from Italy.
Festo Sunaka from Italy. The world is listening to your voice. Festus, please go ahead. What would you like to say?
Yes, I'm very happy and glad today. You know, this thing that happened now, from the European Union, that what they just said this evening, it was what I was arguing with my fellow Biafrans. Today, arguing with me that Biafrans have no, they have no leaders. And Biafran has this, has that. Now, even the European Union have proved it, that we have leaders and we are going ahead.
Yes.
Listen, I want to tell every brother in Italy, especially in Verona, listen and listen very carefully. We are going to get Biafra. No need and no going back. No retreat, no surrender.
Yes.
Nnamdi, go ahead. We are backing you. You will hear my message very soon. Not you will come to me. I will come to you.
Thank you.
I have been in this country for the past 10 years. I know how far I have worked and contributed to this country. If I do that to my own country, I know my country will develop more than where I'm suffering and paying a lot of things.
That is correct.
Nnamdi, now I am very happy. Go ahead. I will call you again. I have called before, if you can remember.
Yes, you
this
have.
This is my second call.
You
if
have.
I call, maybe you will see me face to face, one on one.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
And you too. I will be delighted to have you here. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Let's go and take this call before we go to Barrister Mamezu. But unfortunately, we have lost the call. Let's take this one. Please, Barrister, stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting from London. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yo, my name is Uche Zuma. I'm calling from Toronto.
Uche Zuma. A donor to Radio Biafra Transmitter Fund. Thank you very much. And our host, incidentally, in Canada. Thank you very, very much. You are welcome to the program. Please go ahead. We are all listening.
Yes, thank you very much for what you're doing. And I also want to thank all of you and your crew members and their family, because without the support of your families, I don't think you have the time to be doing what you're doing. Yes. Extend my thanks to all of them.
Thank you.
Yes, I just wanted to take one point from yesterday. Somebody, a gentleman called from Ukraine, I believe, and he made so many points, and I think Imam Mezu will start the prayer with that this thing. But some of us, we can get his point, because we don't expect people to just fold their hands and they know their people are being slaughtered and nothing is done about it. And the simple protest in Port Harcourt, all the governors and all the people from everywhere are visiting them and consoling them. And when a Biafran is killed, nothing happens. At the same time, I understand that if you go and kill one Suya man in the East, and one Suya man cannot equal one businessman in the North. So there's a difference. To my own balancing, I will say one Igbo man is equivalent to 1,000 of these people.
But if not more.
Exactly. Thank you. But the only thing, there has to be people have a right to defend themselves. Even though Radio Biafra is not advocating violence, or the indigenous people are not advocating violence, but people have the right to defend themselves and their properties wherever they are attacked, And another point is this Boko Haram issue. I don't know, with these Igbo politicians, the reason why some of these northern politicians, they are not making any careless utterances is because they know the consequences of, if they say anything wrong that offends any group, that they will suffer the consequences dearly. But it's not the same in Igbo land.
That is correct.
That's why people can get up and just say anything and nothing happens.
Yes, that is true.
So maybe I want to know what you guys think about that. Or, I know you don't encourage any consequences on these people or something. But maybe, their village has to be publicized, or their residence or something, somehow, where their address, put it in the open so that people will be careful when they make certain statements, and to be an Igbo leader just because you have a certain position in foreign government or in Nigerian government, and then all of a sudden you're an Igbo leader. I don't think that's the criteria to qualify anybody as an Igbo leader. I want to know what you think about that. And these Boko Haram people, they know what they are doing, because if they want to fight Nigerians, they won't be targeting innocent people. They'll be targeting politicians and people in the position of power. They know what they are doing. You know, I don't know. They are directing their grievance to the wrong people. They know what they are doing, because they want their issue cannot be addressed by common poor people that don't have any power or authority to influence anything.
That is true.
I don't know if they are directing their anger to who is directing them, but this is just wrong. This, what they are doing, is just wrong. And we have to have a way to respond, because I remember before Boko Haram even came to on board, there was a time, anytime there's a riot in Kano or something, they are looking for opportunity to loot Igbo businesses. And I think one trader in Kano or something, Ojukwu advised people to arm themselves. And for a while, this thing stopped.
Yes.
All those kind of targeting Igbo business, it stopped for a while, because it was every 3 months, just one protest or the other. The next thing there is Abangeri trying to loot people's business.
That is correct.
So there has to be a way to put a stop to this, so that Igbos cannot be victims every time. When there is a riot in Scandinavia, Igbos in Nigeria are the targets. It just has to stop. I just want to know what you guys think about it.
What you're saying is correct, and we buy it in total. One thing we don't want to do is to go out needlessly and be reckless. The only reason why, and God knows, the only reason why we have not started anything is because we will lose so many people in the north. The people in the north are actually the ones keeping us in one Nigeria. Because when they say, if we come back, no, you cannot fight a war. If you come back home where we are, nothing will happen. We disengage from Nigeria. We will not unilaterally declare and say, from today we control our borders and this. No, we won't do that. We will tell them that we don't want to be part of you. Anybody you appoint as a governor won't work with the person. We ostracize the person and the family. Any family that works in that very government house will be ostracized. We set up we have a parallel government anyway. This is what people don't understand. In the north, if remember our sister that they stole from us, our sister that they kidnapped.
Yes,
Charity, the ones that the Hausa Fulani people stole in the middle of the night. I think it's in, is that in Benue or in Niger or in Niger state? I can't quite remember anymore. The Nupe people, I don't know which state they have anymore. The Esu Nupe, the millipede of Nupe, stole her from the father's house. And they took them to a local Sharia court. If we all now support our council of elders, this is what we want to do. If everybody, even as we speak today, if we all get together and support our council of elders, we have a government already. The only thing lacking is that we don't have the funds to build them a befitting office at Enugu. If we have the money tomorrow to go and erect a very massive structure, we can have our departments of state. You can have a minister of finance. You can have a minister for transport and aviation. You can have one for works. You can have one for education. You can have anything that you want. All the paraphernalia of all the instruments of governance you can have. Do you know where all these things are? It's in the 1999 Constitution of Nigeria. It says that you can actually have a government you can call Biafra. Indigenous government. What we are reporting today, we can establish our own indigenous government and use it as an instrument of negotiation with Goodluck Jonathan's administration. But our people don't understand. If you explain to them, they don't get it. Right now, we have a government headed or handled or managed by the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra. What we don't have is a suite of offices. Once we have that type of magnificent building in a place like Enugu, we move all, we ship them all there. They can walk upstairs and sleep downstairs, or walk downstairs and sleep upstairs. After all, Obama is in the White House. That's the office. That is also the home as well. We can keep them there to work for us 24/7. And you see Biafra come before your eyes. But the thing is that when we plan all these things that people don't understand, that is why we say we have an app now. We have Radio Biafra that streams on every internet-enabled device. We now have our app. The next thing is our transmitter. And then after that, we go home and do some work at home on the ground. And then they will know. Is that time we then ask God, who owns this place? And then he will tell us. Thank you very much, my dear brother, for calling. Thank you very much.
And yes, and keep up the good work with this, these criminal pastors that are parading themselves as prophets. I like what you're doing on that, and keep it up.
Thank you very much. They can't go free, of course. They are not going to go free. Barrister Mamezu was with us. I hope and I pray that he's still with us. Barrister, are you with me?
Yes, Director.
Please go
ahead. If you don't need to pray, I'm with you.
Sometimes you leave me trailing. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director. Our brother who just called from Canada, Saizuma, he was trying to find out why the Boko Haram acting the way they are acting. Boko Haram are ordinary Hausa Fulani people who are kind of recreated as a political wing to reduce the population of Biafrans. Remember, during the 1960s, the British government helped the House of Fulanese to miscount our numbers and told them they are higher in number than the Biafrans.
Yes.
Lo and behold, they are than we are. In every square inch of it, they are less than we are.
Yes.
Now, what they're trying to do is to reduce our population.
Yes.
The more they reduce our population, the more we are in numbers. Now, what they are killing is not only population. They are killing brains. They are killing talented people. They are killing people who put in anywhere to resurrect ever again. They are not just killing human beings. They are killing God-made human beings. And this is why we cannot wait to stop their killings, wherever it's coming from. Something else I wanted to say, I forget earlier, I want to advise all our brothers and sisters, Director, for anybody who wants to air their number, or their telephone numbers in public, should rather
text it across.
Text it to you.
I don't want anybody to text air any more numbers. No more numbers on the air, Barrister, yes.
Please, text it to you or email it. No more announcement of any of their numbers, because things are gearing up, and we have to be very careful, because we may be, of course, getting some enemies around us.
That is correct.
We will not want Biafra to be restored, and of course Biafra is already here, and that is what we're going to achieve. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and remain where you are. Barrister Mamezu is the secretary to the board, to the editorial board of Radio Biafra. We must make that very clear, and also the legal advisor to that very board. Let us go to the line to take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah. I also be the gospel with you.
Soranyo Yubobi Koni Hinandiocha Negente.
Okay. Well, my name is Mr. Okechukwu Ijoma. Yeah, I'm from Imo State,
Yes.
And I live here in London. Yeah?
Yes.
I was really impressed when I saw this online right now, yeah? And I would personally, you know, give all my support, both financially and otherwise, in a bid to achieve this Biafran mission realities.
Yes.
So if there's any way anybody, any help you guys will need from me, this is my number. You guys can call me or let me know by emails.
And what is your name again?
My name is Mr. Okechukwu Ijoma.
Kachukwu Ijoma. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much for that. Yeah. You have spoken like the son of your father. Thank you for calling Radio Biafra. Carol Monday shall call you either today or tomorrow. That is Monday. She'll give you a call.
No,
thank you very much.
Okay. No, all right, thank
and
you.
God bless you. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have people all over the place trying to speak to us this evening. There is a caller on Skype who has been waiting very patiently. Please give us your name and where you are. The time here is 3 minutes past 9 p.m. in London.
Okay. I'm Nicholas by name, calling from Malaysia.
Nicholas, what is your surname? Ahanage.
Ahanago Owomere.
Owomere, thank you very much. Please go ahead. We are listening.
Yes, this is my first time of listening to Radio Biafra, and a very good friend of mine gave me the link.
Yes.
And after listening to Radio Biafra for some minutes or some hours, I found out that it's very necessary. And now, let me put this thing this way. For us to first of all start sharing or broadcasting this particular network, we start through online. We start it through online with unity of mind. Someone is talking about you are talking about your getting a radio station or something like that. But I want it to be this way. It can start online first to begin to broadcast about Radio Biafra. On Facebook, you can send a link to your friends. Then one thing is for sure, God wants Biafra to be free. God wants Biafra to be free. He said there is time for everything. But one thing we have to do is we do according to what God said in Amos 3:3. Can two work together except they agree?
No.
If we can have oneness of heart, if we can begin to share the good news about the freedom, the reason why Biafra should be free, I think people start having it in heart. Nobody, no pastor can convince you, no reverend. I listen to what people are saying, Yoruba pastor convincing you. It's not done. When people know why you, like I'm in Malaysia now, my brothers are graduates in Nigeria. I cannot go back to Nigeria because they don't have work. All of them are graduates. Why will I go back when there's no work? You yes. understand? Of so what I'm trying to say, is that we have every reason to separate. We have every reason to be free. The bondage has been there for long. I went when the last time I came out in 2008, there's nothing Nigeria in the state road that leads to my place. Everywhere, mud, water. I say, is it not Nigeria? You go to northern side. Why are they killing our brothers? We should start sharing this message. Our brothers in northern side should come back to the east.
Yes.
Are they happy to die in the northern side?
Maybe they
should start coming back to the east.
Maybe they are.
They say that I am Lagos. They should start coming back. Then, hello, are you still listening to me?
The world is listening, not just us. The whole world is listening to your voice. This is Radio Biafra. It goes into every country on this planet. So everyone is listening to you. Go ahead.
This is my first time calling.
Okay.
I was here and first I was a bit confused.
So, no, don't be.
They should start, if the so-called Biafrans, the Eastern, we should start sharing this. In fact, after listening to Radio Biafra today, my thinking, my mindset have changed. You understand?
Yes.
Then they should start sharing this information. With oneness of heart, we are going to achieve this. I thank you, Brandon, for your work you have started, you have been doing.
Yes.
It's very nice. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much. It is not just me. I also have to acknowledge you, Chair Mefo, acknowledge the work that Dr. Gemba is doing. I also have to acknowledge the work that Tabu Mansiebu, Barrister Adolf Emeke Siri, and also our very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Man Mezu, and also Chukwuma Blessing, but there are many of us, Carol Monde, Chidera, many of us, and also the entire Biafran family. Thank you very much for calling. Keep spreading the message. Keep sharing the link. Who knows where it might go? Maybe Obama is listening. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Igwe Obatu. I'm from Ebonyi State, living in Malaysia.
Malaysians are great people. Please go ahead. Go ahead and say
Hello?
What you want to say. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead and make your point.
Yes, I'm making my point in regards of unity in diversity. I don't think there is anything holding us and these people together. We are not one Nigeria. We should stop disturbing ourselves and deceiving ourselves. One thing I'm trying to emphasize on is this. We don't have our own freedom. In the sense, we are being cheated on. In terms of employment, we are not being employed into the government. Not even any kind of employment at all.
okay, coming to think of it, we don't have employment, we have graduates, nothing is working for the evil. So why are we together? They are killing our people, going to churches, bombing our churches and other things, but they are still calling us one Nigeria. We are not one Nigeria. 3 days ago, Igbos were deported from Lagos. We are calling ourselves one Nigeria. Please, if there is anything we can do in our own capability and capacity, just to divide and stand on our own and call ourselves Biafra, which we are, it will be better for us to bear the name Biafra and know where our problem is coming from. Thank you.
Thank you very much. What you need to do, have you joined us in Malaysia? Are you part of us?
Not really. I'm just listening to your live program now.
You need to join us in Malaysia. You need to join us as quickly as possible. The number to contact, Ikechukwu Enyago's number, which you need to contact, we can't give you on the air anyway, but we have your number, so we'll text it back to you immediately. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. Thank you, thank you very, very much. We have another caller. Please, Carol, yes, you need to come in, please.
Yes, I know, it's nearly... Hello, goodbye. Yes, it's nearly, it's gone 9 o'clock, so I'm going to go back to my family. But first of all, let me just say that they're adding on Facebook now. I'm not going to pronounce this very well, so forgive me already. It's Chinedu,
that's correct.
Good. And Chukwa Emeka, that's his surname.
Chukwa Emeka, yes.
Harmony Kalu and Samir Green adding continuously here, so that's great news. And Malaysia, fantastic. They've done fantastic moves. In fact, Ike has thrown down the gauntlet to the rest of the world, really, because Malaysia is nearly 100. They started with a few, and now they're a group of 100, of nearly 100. And we
very
look forward.
Formidable.
They
very
are formidable, and I really look forward to all the EU countries being as formidable as Malaysia, especially after following the good news today. And on that good news, and it's good night from me.
Thank you very much.
Good night,
thank
my
you.
Friends.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much, Carol, who devotes a lot of her time and energy and resources towards advancing the cause. Maybe she's carrying the burden of the English people, Carrick, trying to atone for the sins of Frederick Lugard. Maybe that is what Carol is doing. When she looks at what they have done to us, she's basically sacrificing herself to try to make up for the mistakes. And we are sure we are going to get there. Anybody who has called us and you've not been able to get through, you have to keep trying, because we are going to remain here for the next approximately 29 minutes. Our program will come to an end today, approximately 9:30 London time. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, my name is Nnamdi Obodeki. I'm from Ihala, but I'm calling from Greece.
Yes, please go ahead. Turn your system down. We are listening. Balataya, turn it down. We are listening to us via the phone.
Okay. Excuse me for a minute. Let me...
Turn down your system, because you don't want to be hearing your own voice. It's only people who are slightly distressed that does that. Please, go ahead.
Okay.
No, you need to try and do that, and then you call us back. That this is Radio Biafra. We congratulate all of you who are adding your friends, as Carol Monday mentioned, all of you one after the other. We welcome the effort that you're making, and share the link to your friends. Just type in W or go to Radio Biafra website, radiobiafra.co, not .com, .co, and share the link. How difficult is it? How can you say you're Biafran? You're afraid to tell people about Radio Biafra. You can be hide and do something. You can even open up a fake account, as most people do, and send it to your friends. Do something. Do something. Rather than sit and gossip over something that is meaningless. Our people are dying. We don't need time for gossipers. Do whatever you can. Make sure the message of Biafra gets to people. Give us your name again, please. Have you turned the system down?
My name is Nnamdi Obodeki.
Yes, go ahead.
From Impala.
Yes.
But I'm calling from Greece.
Yes, continue.
I want to say something.
Go ahead.
I am a full-fledged member of Old Masob. Let me put it this way.
Yes.
But the wrong oppression of the so-called leaders led me to be sad. So when I heard about Radio Biafra, I took interest, because I always died for Biafra.
Yes.
So I thank you people very much, and I promise that I will help to circulate the news. I'm not helping you, Nnamdi,
because you are my mentor. I am trying to help the entire people of Biafra, wherever they are, because we are dying.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that.
We are dying every day in Nigeria, even in Africa. I could remember many years ago what is happening here in Greece with the so-called Yoruba's ambassador and Alpha's ambassador. They are here to protect their own interests. They are not here to protect our interests. The so-called one Nigeria they claim to be, but I don't see it that way. We are not one Nigeria. It is the mistake of the so-called of Lugard, the Magadete of Nigeria, 1914. It was a great mistake. I don't see Nigeria as one. How can you amalgamate a country, different culture, different ethnicity, different religion? You call them one. It is improper.
Yes. I agree with you, but that is why they are making amendments. You see, the EU, as we said before, everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Every government on this earth listens to Radio Biafra when we broadcast. The EU will have to atone for what they did. The crime they committed is to come and take people. If you take a Hausa person to Saudi Arabia, they will feel at home. They are all Islamic people. They feel fine about it. Why are you forcing them to be with Christians? Why? Or people that claim they're Christians?
It is a very, very improper. It is wrong. Mm-hmm. Because according to God's own plan of creation, that nation called Nigeria is not one entity, bound in love and unity of purpose and unity. They are not one. But according to God's own plans of creation, we are not one. According to what they call Nigerian map, that map really divided the country into three. Yes. But now the country has already divided itself into four. Oduduwa, even I see on the internet the other day, Oduduwa has their own flag.
Yeah, but you know, you know you can't trust anything they do there. Wolowo wanted Oduduwa Republic. When the time came, he took money instead and became the only civilian vice president to a military dictator. I've never seen that before. So that is the thing about them. They Yorubas, they talk, they can't do anything. They are just talkatives. They all they do is to talk with mouth. If you say, oh, they run away. If you stamp your feet on the ground, you see them, they run. They can't do anything. They are cowards.
Okay. See the kind of what Lagos State government are doing now, deporting the Igbos.
Why won't they deport us? When they reject you and you reject yourself, they do anything they like with you. We have that is no apart from Radio Biafra projecting our voice every night, saying, calling a spade a spade. What do they do? People are running about looking for money, looking for ways to survive. That is why we need our transmitter. If our transmitter is there, we said only we are broadcasting from London, streaming online only, and everywhere is vibrating. If we have our transmitter, there will be a revolution. 6 months only, the whole nonsense will fall apart. Nigeria will be exposed for the fraud that it is. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you.
Okay, sir.
Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Barrister Mam Mezu is with me on this very day, the 18th of August in the year of our Lord 2013. Once again, if you're joining us, you are welcome to this program because this is your radio station. You must continue to add your friends. You must go to Facebook, Radio Biafra London on Facebook, ask to join the group and continue to add your friends. You must add all of them. Start from A until you get to Z. If you don't know how to do it, you ask people. Our dear brother Isaac sent us a text from South Africa. Isaac, I love you very much, but you called me Carlo. I don't want people to call me Carlo. My name is Kano, N-U, short for Kamanu Ozuzu, the God of Thunder and Lightning. My name is Kano, not Carlo. I don't want people to mistake me for Ojozo Carlo. I think I'm related to him. I'm a Biafran, and I will always be a Biafran. Thank you very much. But of course, we will try. Go to the Facebook group, Radio Biafra London. If you're there already, it's a lot easier. If you're not, ask to join the group. Ask to join the group. That's what you need to do. This is Radio Biafra, my dear brother. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Now, we have somebody else calling, so you have to wait. Wait where you are until we come to you because there is somebody else who is calling. They need to drop their call or else it will interfere with what we are trying to do. The call is still there. As soon as they leave, then we'll be able to come to you. That this is Radio Biafra. Please, once again, we are reporting today on a day that the European Union, the EU, not the UN, the EU, are telling us that the suffering of the people of the world, the people determined the indigenous people of every persuasion, every nationality in the world. It's not just us that are indigenous people. There are other people that are indigenous people as well. Not just Biafrans. Other people are also indigenous to their territory. Indigenous means an indigene. People that come from a place. I have been asking people, can you tell me where we migrated from? Some people will say we came from Ondo State. Some will say, that we came from near the axis between Adamawa, heading into Cameroon and all the way moving into Ethiopia. We know where we came from, but we're not telling you. But one thing is for sure, the route is not from where people are pointing at. We came from heaven direct itself. And we have evidence to prove that. If you are from Ibeku, you will know that we didn't migrate from anywhere. We have been there since creation. And so shall it remain even after the zoo is gone. Give us your name, my dear brother, the caller on Skype. I call you brother because I can see your face. Please go ahead.
Hello, my name is Chibuzo Jinnaka, calling from Ukraine.
Good man, go ahead.
Hello, director. I thank you once more for all you are doing, your effort. I thank God for protecting you and doing everything that you are doing to be marvelous.
Thank you.
I'm very, very happy, and you can say that Radio Biafra is in existence and the truth is coming out.
Yes, it
the
is.
Europeans, nobody told them, but I know that the Chukwu Abioma is doing his work.
God is working.
Well, there is another thing I wanted to emphasize in this issue.
Yes.
Let all the Igbo people all over the world hear my voice. The zoo, the Nigerians, they wanted to maltreat us, to make us to feel bad. But the way God is doing his things, because the Bible made me to know that the thought of God is different from thought of a man.
Yes.
God have destined all the Igbo people all over the world who lives outside. I can understand that it's more than 4 million Igbos who live outside. It's God's doing. There is one thing I want them to know. The thing there is this. We are in the 21st century. We are living in the world of democracy. Let the Radio Biafra take one day or organize one day for the whole Igbos worldwide to protest and to stand. Let the world know the number of people of Igbos or Biafras who lives outside the world. Because I know, because we are in a time of change, and they can never deny the democracy that they are preaching. So people are the democracy that we are talking about. And people and the government have to hear the voice of the people. So what am I trying to say? I believe, and I quote what George Bush said before he invaded Iraq. He said more than 2 million Iraqis are living outside Iraq, all over the world. But this time around, you can see that the number of the Biafrans who lives outside the world is more than that 2 million. That is democracy. America have to do the thing that they have said. America have to back it up. When they realize the number of Biafrans who lives outside the world, if we go on protest all over the world, worldwide, because I believe there is no place in this world that is no Igbo man. Why did you leave our fatherland? It's because of the things that the Hausa Fulani are doing. After the war, they did not do anything. When they realize that Igbos are good in education, what they have to do is to call for strike. They keep people miserable.
Yes.
That is why people left their father's land and started looking for a place of survival. I want Radio Biafra to make an investigation to know the number of Igbos and Biafrans who live outside the world. Let them know. that the population of the Biafrans who lives outside the war is more than one of the European population. So let them know the time have come. We Igbos, we have to protest. Let the whole world know. If at all that is in the United States Embassy, let everybody move there and stand and protest, so that the United Nations will hear our voice, so that the whole world will hear our voice, so that European nation will hear our voice, so that Asian people will hear our voice, because enough is enough. I believe that the work of God that He's doing in our life, the Nigerians are yet to know that. They are trying to punish us, but they don't know that God is preparing us in another way. That is the revelation that I'm seeing. Because when everybody will come out and stand and ask for the freedom of Biafrans, I believe, strongly believe, that the whole world will hear it. And our aim, we must achieve it. We have to achieve Biafra. Thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you very, very much. Well spoken, my dear brother. We have a conversation after this program. I'm sure you remember that.
Yeah.
Good. We are going to have a very important conversation after this very program on a matter of national importance. So please remember to call back at the appointed hour. That this is Radio Biafra. We are bringing today's proceedings to an end. And I will crave the indulgence of Barrister Mamezu, wherever he is, to please bring today's proceedings to a close. Barrister.
Thank you, Director. It has been a long run, and we are coming to a closure. But before I do that, I want to refer you to one of our brothers, whose name is Olu something, Obiko or Olume. He was actually in an advisory mood when he was speaking with you, but you didn't catch very well all he was saying to you.
Please.
He was saying that he is a first-time caller.
Yes.
And then he is suggesting that we should start from internet kind of broadcasting. And we can also be doing Facebook in order to get one speaking to another.
That is correct, yes.
And of course, I realized that today was his first time call. But
yes.
I thought that you'd be able to put him back, putting the clock back to him to tell him where we started from and how far we've been up to this present time.
Yes.
But
he's listening. So you can do that now. He's listening. You can do it now. Go ahead.
Yeah, of course he's listening. So as a film director, was not able to bring that back, you know. But Timamezu will bring it forth and then to update him that all those areas he's been looking, we've gone past it long time. We are now just running home. You know, when you are in a relay running, when you're coming very close to your end point, you start running slowly because you are ending your relay. So we are actually going back home very, very soon. There was also a brother who also mentioned something about there is no employment, there is no this. Of course, we know that Nigerian theological politics is a politics of marginalization. They did not bring the politics to favor anybody from the Biafran land. And finally, let me put out somebody, the guy who just spoke now, who spoke very nicely. Of course, we have already organized how we are going to do this one-day kind of protest worldwide.
Yeah.
I mean, when people come late, they should try a little bit to listen to Radio Biafra to know where they can start from. Because, of course, when you start from somewhere, you pick it from wherever you started from. If you go to Google, you can find out that Biafra is larger than put Ethiopia, put the whole South Africa together. Biafra is larger in population apart from Congo that occupies a bigger acre of land. But when it comes to population, Biafra is put about 6 to 7 countries of African countries together. That is the number of Biafrans that we have today. So majority of us are abroad. What that guy says was correct. If all Biafrans should come together, raise their heads, that we've been stifled for a long time, we've been killed and still being killed. Of course, we've got the European backup now. Of course, UN has already been there. The Americans are watching.
director, we are running home.
Yes.
We've done a good program today, and I hope those who couldn't get in tomorrow is another day. But I'm sure you're standing by. I think director has more things to do. For now, good night, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The reason why we are bringing it to a, I mean, normally it's 2 hours, but we run for 3 hours most times because there is something very pressing, something very important we must be able to attend to right now. So we thank all of you for listening. We encourage you to, at least as our brother said, Clinton, we may go out and speak to people, minimum 10 people. Our dear sister Glory, we still can't take your call for some reason. We don't know what is going on. We'll try and resolve it later after the program. We want you to go out and preach the gospel. You have to keep adding your friends. It's a very arduous task. If you can't add your friends to Facebook, how can you claim you're a Biafran? What can you do for us then? If sitting or lying down in your bed or sitting in a very beautiful city in the lounge or a very beautiful sofa, you can't add people to Facebook, think about it. What else can you do then? You can't add your friends, you can't support the acquisition of the transmitter, you can't. So what can you do then for Biafra? Do you think that Biafra is going to be a country of lazy people who can't spend 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour adding their friends onto Facebook? And we say we want the whole world to know about us. How can they know about us if we don't add our friends to Facebook? Please go out and add you. Don't be shy or ashamed. If you don't know how to do it, just say, can somebody tell me? As our dear brother Isaac did. We thank all of you once again for listening to us on this day that even the EU is saying that you can go. We'll stand behind you. They can't come openly and say, oh, go and get Biafra. They're saying we stand behind the rights of every indigenous people. Wherever you are in the world, you have what is called an inalienable right as a human being to decide your future. Britain doesn't decide our future. We have to decide our future. Once again, we thank you very much wherever you may have been listening to us on this earth. And we ask you to please, whatever you do, make sure that you make it 7 p.m. tomorrow, 7 p.m. in the evening. Very shortly, we'll be advising you on our schedule and our timetable for Malaysia, because Radio Biafra shall be in Malaysia. We shall be with our wonderful people in Malaysia programming together and hopefully praying to God as well. Because here, after God, the next thing is Biafra. That is why we remind everybody unashamedly that Biafra is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship every day, 7 p.m. London time. And Chukwu Abiama is our God. We ask, as always, that God may bless each and every one of you and your families one after the other. But more importantly, God bless Biafra.
Ibi mena no mo wagasilele.